This is Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, the best in local news for October 5th, 2021. Well, as I just posted on Butthurt Owens Valley on Facebook, I am not butthurt at how fast our local firefighters put out the fire in Big Pine, just south of the Tenemaha Reservoir. Wow. Let me read you the story. Today at 12:24 p.m., a brush fire was reported to the Inyo Sheriff. The 25-acre fire lit up just south of the Tenemaha Reservoir along the Owens River. Just like it is fire season or something, and they were already prepared, the Sheriff's Department, Big Pine, Bishop, and Independence Volunteers, as well as CAL FIRE, DWP, and the Inyo National Forest, all sprang into action and had the fire out by 4 p.m. 3 hours. 6 air attack vehicles were in use, 4 fixed wing and 2 helicopters. The helicopters are still on site at the time of this article, dumping water from the nearby reservoir to ensure the fire is out and stays that way. A ground crew will stay on site for a few days to make sure the fire does not spark back up, or mop up as it's called. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. No structures were damaged and no injuries reported. Thank you to all the firefighters and first responders and the hard work that you do to keep us all safe. To see some pictures and video of the fire and the air attack helicopters at work, head over to easternsierranow.com. This is just a cool story. It doesn't have anything to do with us, but it's great. According to the California Lottery, one lucky California resident won $685 million on Monday, October 4th, in the Powerball drawing. The lucky ticket was purchased at the Albertsons in Morro Bay, California. Make sure you check those Powerball tickets. If you'd like to see more about this week's Powerball and more coming up in the future, see Eastern Sierra Now. In more fire news, but this time on a sadder note, but still really cool, Big Pine volunteer firefighter Peter Hine was honored at the 40th annual National Fallen Firefighters Memorial over the weekend. Peter Hine, an employee of the Inyo National Forest, CAL FIRE, and the Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department, was honored at the 40th annual National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend, October 2nd and 3rd, 2021. This event is sponsored by the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. Peter Hine was a much-loved community member of Big Pine and the Eastern Sierra, and he is dearly missed. There is a video from the 40th annual National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend, and it can be viewed at easternsierranow.com on the article about Peter Hine. Peter is honored at approximately 45 minutes into the video. And to learn more about the NFFF, visit www.firehero.org. Well, something else has been affected by fire lately. The Inyo National Forest announces that personal use fuel wood season has been extended throughout November 30th. Because of all of the closures of the forest, they are giving us more time to go wooding. The Inyo National Forest announces that personal use firewood season has been extended through November 30th, weather conditions permitting. Fuel wood collection typically ends at the end of October due to reduced resource damage that can occur from wet conditions caused by typical season-ending storms. Due to unseasonably warm and dry conditions, the forest is extending fuel wood collection. However, the fuel wood season will be suspended when and if it is warranted for resource protection. So, fuel wood collectors should track weather trends and plan accordingly. I understand that this has been a difficult fuel wood season with a delayed start to the season and numerous chainsaw restriction days due to the extended drought and fire danger, said Leslie Yin, forest supervisor. While conditions remain favorable, I want to ensure that this valuable service is provided to our visitors and residents, said Yin. Previously obtained fuel wood permits that haven't been used are still valid, or residents may purchase additional tags as long as they don't exceed the household limit. If you haven't purchased fuel wood permits yet, you are encouraged to do so as soon as possible. It can take about 2 weeks to receive them via the mail. Fuel wood permits may be obtained by email and through the mail. Send an email to sm.fs.inyofw_permit@usda.gov, or just check in with easternsierranow.com and see the article. Mail-in requests are Inyo National Forest Attention Fuel Wood Permit, 351 Pacu Lane, that's P-A-C-U, Suite 200, and that's in Bishop, California, 93514. Each request should include your name, physical address, mailing address, phone number, driver's license number, and number of cords requested. Permits will be returned to requesters by hard copy mail. Please call 760-873-2555, option 2, for public woodcutting to determine if chainsaw use is allowed for the day that you plan on going. So I had a friend write me today in a rage because she received her electric bill and it was $250. That's a lot of money for those of us that are working for our shekels. My advice to her, go solar. I understand that that's a big investment and it's a big cost up front and it's a pain in the butt and it's really hard and nobody understands it and yada, yada, yada. But here's the truth. The guys over at High Point Solar, they know all about it. They know how to make it simple. They know how to make it fast. And even better, they know how to make it cheap. So you can actually get something on your roof powering your house so you no longer have electric bills. And if you do what I'm planning on doing, make sure all your appliances are electric. Then you don't have propane bills. You don't have heating bills. You don't have anything. Your roof uses the sun to take care of you. And that's the way it should be across the planet, if you ask me. Everybody has different opinions, but mine is correct. That being said, if you're interested in solar, and you should be, because trust me, it puts money in your pocket in the end. High Point Solar is the way to go. Let me read you their little bio here. High Point Solar, located in Bishop, California, is a leading solar power company specializing in meeting the unique solar power needs of our Eastern Sierra communities since 2008. What does that mean? Unique Eastern Sierra communities. Think about it. If you live in anywhere above Crowley Lake, there's loads of snow all the time. There's more shade because there's bigger trees. They do that all day long. They know exactly how to set this up so that you can maximize your power. In Bishop, you're in a desert. You have a lot more power. But do we really have a lot more sun? Because think about it. We have giant mountains on both sides of the valley. So that means if you live somewhere like Kansas, you can get from sun up to sun down. But here, you're not getting the full day, right? So those things need to be set up correctly so that you are bringing in the proper amount of electricity to run your house. And that's what High Point Solar specializes in. Their staff includes expert designers, engineers, installers. They're well-equipped to offer turnkey solar power solutions for any application. They're proud to have installed over 1.10 megawatts of solar power. It's not quite 1.21 gigawatts, is it there, Doc Brown? But it probably can get you back a couple years in time, maybe not all the way to the 50s. Their solar power systems are warranted for 10 years. And let me tell you something about that. And that's just from talking with them. Yes, theirs are covered for 10 years through High Point Solar, but you're also covered through the companies that they're purchasing from. So you've got hundreds of years in the end of being covered on this stuff. Your stuff will be fixed. They crack, which they're not likely to. You can get another one. You know, something happens, they will take care of you. High Point Solar is the big duh in solar panel installation. If you need it, that's who you go to, and you will get it the cheapest and the best. Why they're the cheapest? Well, I'm glad you asked. They don't have one representative that they work for. They can go to every solar panel company, every power inverter company, and find who has the best stuff for the cheapest prices at that time. Because like we've all seen with the lumber industry, it changes every day. So they can go to different companies who have the best stuff at that time for the cheapest and give you the savings. Versus other guys that are only working with one brand, you're stuck with whatever that brand is offering. So that's why High Point Solar is, like I said, the duh choice. So head over to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. Even if you're not thinking about it for a couple of years, get the free quote. Then you'll know what you're aiming towards. Trust me, you need your energy independence. High Point Solar can give it to you. And none of that's even the best part. Here's the best part. If you can repeat this tongue twister when you call High Point Solar, they're going to give you $250 credit towards your new system. That's the same amount of money that my friend was complaining about in the first place for her electric bill. I didn't even do that on purpose. That's just a perfect bookend. Okay? Here's the tongue twister. Jesse Messi likey solar, so givey High Point Solar a holer. I'm making that all up. They totally don't care. I just wanted to see if I could make something up off the top of my head. I'm no Eminem. Tell them that you heard about High Point Solar from Eastern Sierra Now, and they will give you $250 credit towards your new solar system. If you'd like to see more on the fire or anything that we spoke about, please look on Facebook, Instagram, EasternSierraNow.com. We'll have some video up showing the error attack tankers in place. So that was it for Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele signing out.